The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Everything going on in the economy, how does a buy one, get one free sound in food news? Well, we got to. DJ Automatic's got all the deets. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. Hello, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
First hashtag, so important. The Price is Right celebrated its 10,000th taping this month. Yeah!
Love me some True, but shout out Bob Barker.
Ooh. Oh, the OG host of The Price is Right. There was nothing like playing hooky from school and pretending you're sick and eating some chicken noodle soup, drinking a 7-Up, and watching old Bob Barker do his thing, baby. What's your favorite game from The Price is Right, Otto?
Mine was Cliffhangers, the little guy that climbed up and had
that
song.
Oh, I love that one. Probably for me, I mean, I don't know, there were so many. I definitely think Plinko.
Oh,
that was one of my favorites. Yeah. What I didn't like were the number guessing games, where you had to pick the price of the food and an item.
Oh, but they have like different things,
five numbers. And, yeah, I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
with inflation, who knows, man? You know what? Who knows what things cost? But either way, congratulations to Drew Carey. And here's to everybody still watching when you're playing hooky from school. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Screw my favorite.
All
cool. I'm sorry, Anthony. No, you didn't tell me that. I didn't like it anyway. He's ready to say it. Yes, you did.
No, I'm more of a Judge Judy guy anyway. It's okay. No, it's all good. Whatever. 10,000 episodes. I don't care about one of them.
Thank you, bad enough.
Whatever.
Come on. No, dude. Which one do you really love?
You know what? I love when Judge Judy swings her gavel. Shout out Judge Judy. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Now you've had enough.
DJ Automatic Food News.
Shout out the Showcase Showdown. All right. Olive Garden is bringing back buy one, take one meal home. So it's buy one, get one free. It starts on March 24th. So you can get a pasta and then you get a chilled one to take home. So you can't buy one, get one in the actual restaurant, but you get a pasta to take home later.
Let's go.
I think that's smart. I know Anthony A. right now is writing this down, because how many times have you told us you go to Olive Garden, Anthony, you take the leftovers with you?
I love Olive Garden. Shots of never-ending breadsticks. But my new neighbor, Pierre, he is actually from Italy, so I can no longer do Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah. you know.
Yeah, no, I'm
literally like Italian food have a problem with Olive Garden. I'm just going to say... It's good. I don't care what people think. I like it.
Put a little lemon pepper on it. Put a little red flakes. Nobody knows the difference. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Countdown Day. It's March 21st, so 3-2-1 on the calendar.
Oh, I get it.
Hello.
Okay, all right.
And we also have National Memory Day. It's also National Teenager Day, so maybe you could bring up a fond memory from your teenage years. Today's the day to reflect on
becoming
that.
Becoming a mother.
Oh, there you go.
And hopefully there's not many out there that can identify with that.
It's not a coincidence. We'll wrap it up on National Single Parent Day. So there it is. We'll wrap it up on that one.
How did you know I was a single parent? I do want to say,
because you were 15.
That might be it, Automatic. That might be it. I want to shout out all the single moms and dads doing it. I don't miss being a single mom. It was such a hard job. And to all the single moms and single dads out there, we see you. We love you. You're doing it right.
Yes.
You're doing it right.
Dana.
What?
I'm basically a single parent right now because I'm in Phoenix with our daughter. So, and I'm having to clean everything, do the laundry. I feel your pain, okay?
You've been there for 5 days, sir. Get over it.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's down in the DM hurt my heart. Carrie, she sent me a direct message because her husband, Josh, 100% was texting other women, and she found very suspicious Snapchats. Now, here's how it went. It did not go down in the DM.
Who are these women, and why are you talking to them on Snapchat?
Are you crazy? What are
Don't
you doing?
Call her crazy. She's not crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy, Josh. I saw the messages, and I took pictures of the messages.
What messages did you see, Carrie? What did they say?
They said, hit you on Snap so we can talk.
Exactly, Carrie, to talk about work. I understand you're pregnant and you're going nuts, but you can't be all over the place and doing this stuff to me when I'm at work.
I wanted to jump through the mic and choke him when he said, you're going nuts.
Ugh, I felt like I was watching my parents argue again.
That man intense. Is mean, and he's not happy about the baby, and it makes me upset because they're married, and you know what happens, sir. You're married. You know, you're obviously engaging in adult activity. The baby is a blessing. You should have been at the first doctor's appointment. What do you want her to think? What do you want her to think? There's random text messages and snaps.
I could see him being upset about the call, because I would have been upset about that, too.
The down of the DM itself, Automatic?
Yeah, okay. That would have been upsetting. But him not going to the, calling her crazy and then not going to the doctor's appointment, you might be right. He might not want the baby.
And the tone he took with her.
Yeah,
granted, the lack of empathy.
I've never lived with a pregnant woman, but I just feel like yelling at a pregnant woman's pretty low.
How about just yelling at someone in general, the way he was speaking to her? And I get it, he's mad about it, but it just seemed demeaning. Does that make sense? It just seemed like the way he carries himself with her is not appropriate. She needs to have a real conversation.
I mean, you could also say he was in work mode, and sometimes when you're in work mode, you're going to talk a certain kind of way.
Well, he owes her an apology.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit up Carrie, and I think, and they're married. I'm not saying they should separate or anything. God, no, not that. But she does need to have a conversation with him and let her know, because he did say, you got to talk to me. You got to let me know. She's trying.
Yes,
you don't even show up for the appointment.
I'm gonna use this cliche only today and not the rest of the week. But at the end of the day, he didn't cheat.
What?
And he was like,
his and he gets a cookie for that.
He may be a jerk doing it, but his heart's in the right place.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've been trying to avoid talking about Kanye West, and I'll be honest, because I don't like his actions at all. He said some disparaging things about Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins, questioning their mental capacity, saying that having children like this is a choice now because you can do artificial insemination, just disgusting things. Well, now Grandma Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mom, has entered the chat. So it's over, Kanye. When you make grandma mad, now it's on. She basically called him evil. And I agree. You know, evil and ignorant is what she called him. And it's hard to talk about him because you can't focus on one thing because it's just constant stupidity. It's over and over, dumb, stupid, ignorant, racist, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. Supporting Diddy, all of these things. But I do want to say this. I don't like his actions. I'm not a fan of the man at all. And this might be controversial for some, but I understand that the man is mentally ill. He needs to be hospitalized. This is not an excuse for what he's saying. It is the truth. My grandmother was a diagnosed schizophrenic. She did and said things that were awful, horrible. She would show up to the park, pull out her gun, and shoot at people. This, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. These are experiences in my life. She would tell me that people from the FBI and the CIA were listening to us. We would have to hide in our own living room from things that were in her head. In her mind, these were real. Kanye West is sick like that. And you wouldn't tell a cancer patient, oh, just shut up. You know, you tell a cancer patient to get help. I'm telling Kanye West to get help. And I'm also telling him to shut up. But who's going to help this man?
He's made everybody that was a part of his life hate him at this point. And then he's trying to play victim. I don't know if you saw the tweet where he put out that everyone's against me now. You don't know the pain that I feel. And he's talking about Travis Scott and Jay-Z and the Kardashians and John Legend.
Playboy Cardi and everybody. You know, I understand that. I understand that. He's not playing victim. He's sick. He's sick in his head. People don't understand mental illness. They think it's a farce. They think it's a joke. I lived it. I know it. Anyone who has someone in their family who suffers from true mental illness recognizes that Kanye West is sick. And also the fact that he doesn't have anyone who loves him, really. He's run everybody away. Kim Kardashian's the only person that I've ever seen in his life who tried desperately to get him help. And guess what? She was crucified by the public for it. Everybody
She's
attacked
pull
her.
His parental rights pretty soon here, and I can't blame her.
I wish that his mother was still living so she could put him away. Because at this point, who's going to go to a judge and fight? He doesn't have a father like Britney Spears did. He doesn't have somebody like Wendy Williams did. When they got her help, everybody around Kanye West is around him for a check. Nobody gives about that man.
So you're saying that if you could put Kanye in a conservatorship like Britney was in, that you would do that?
100% yesterday. And that's what Kim Kardashian tried to do up at that ranch. If you remember when they were going back and forth, and he did a whole statement when he went on there and said those terrible things about his daughter, Northwest, that one day, by the way, she'll hear. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. And if you don't, you need to Google it. Kim Kardashian tried to put him away. She begged him to admit himself. And he said, they're trying to put me away. And Kris Jenner. And then everybody online, I'm talking social media, attacked the Kardashians and Kris Jenner. And they said, these people are evil and they're trying to keep this man away. No. They actually love him.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's that the social media drives all of this, these conspiracy theories. We're looking at a very sick individual. And I mean sick in the mind. And it's just like a cancer. You need treatment. And if not, it's going to get worse. And he's going to end up either hurting himself or someone else.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm starting today's WTF story off with dozens of schoolgirls who were hospitalized after communicating with the spirit world using a Ouija board. Yeah, this whole thing gets really weird. And it happened at a very expensive boarding school. Students were playing around, lighting candles, nice and dark at night, turning off all the lights, pull out the Ouija board, and here come the spirits. The girls reportedly began to faint, had trouble breathing.
Oh, no.
Some were having just all kinds of emotions. The school says 28 of them were sent to the hospital with panic attacks and anxiety. Doctors believe it was caused by a case of crowd hysteria. Because one girl, it happened.
Might have been caused by another case of spirits, alcohol. I don't know. There's 28 people.
Boarding school, Ouija board,
yeah, dude,
candles.
Come on, bro.
What y'all leaving out of the
Somebody's
story,
got
ladies?
Into daddy's liquor closet, dog.
That sounds more THC than alcohol.
Some kind of edible experience with the Ouija board.
All right.
Dude, from Ouija boards to reincarnation of some sort.
What?
Yes, the biotech company Colossal has just received another $60 million in funding for their Series A Woolly Mammoth.
What?
They are set to return the Woolly Mammoth from extinction in 4 years.
No, what? No, oh, no.
Can
no.
I get a pet Woolly Mammoth?
No, DJ.
Woolly Mammoth. I'll name it Willie.
Willie, the Woolly Mammoth, is extinct for a reason. Mm. They're three times bigger than elephants. Have you not watched Jurassic World?
Oh,
have we learned nothing yet?
They can make a miniature. Well, we're going to go from obviously very smart people that are able to bring the Woolly Mammoth back to life to somebody who is extremely stupid. So we're going to Florida.
Oh, there we go.
This woman knew that she had a court-ordered drug test, and obviously she was going to be dirty.
Okay.
Instead of buying some or maybe getting somebody else to show up and do it for her.
Take her test.
She decided to put some water and soda in a pill bottle. Mm. And then stick it inside of her and sneak it into the probation office and use it as her...
Water and soda.
Yes.
Damn.
What kind of soda?
They didn't say what kind of soda it was.
I'm thinking if you go with the Mountain Dew consistency, that might be a little something.
Yeah. It had to be Sprite or Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Damn, dude, I'm surprised the homegirl doesn't know about the Wizinator. That's what I always use in this situation.
Stick it to the side of your leg.
Yeah, dude, the Wizinator will come through. Go get one. They're only like $14, dude. Shout out to my brother who put me onto that one. Don't tell his PO, though.
I wonder how he knew.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.